Okay, today is Daf Tes Vav. We are on Yudal and Arbeis up to the Mishnah, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Amar Biosi. Biosi says like this. Mai said it was once a story, but Tinoch was with a girl. She yarda lamalos mayim in ayin. She went down to the well to go fill up the water. Venenta, and somebody raped her. We don't know who. So it makes a difference. Why does it make a difference? Because if she was raped by somebody who's not a kosher, she can never marry a kohen her whole life. But if there's someone who is, then she can. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So it's very simple. Im rov anshei ha'ir, it masir lekahuna. If the rov of this city, we would allow for him to marry a kohen. Not forget this girl. And stop. In other words, then harezu tinasir lekahuna. Then she can marry a kohen too. Says Rashi, the only Rashi in the Mishnah. Not the first Rashi. Im rov ha'ir kasherin lahasi. If most of the city is okay, that we would allow our daughters to marry these guys, she'ain rov b'nei ha'ir menapsulin, because most of the city are okay guys, they're not puzzles, they're kosherim. Isha l'kahuna b'biyasan afzu tinasi l'kahuna. So this woman also, even though she had been with somebody, it's okay. Okay? That is the Mishnah.
That's a annoying question. What do you say? Maybe he lost his head. Whoever did this, obviously he's not a good guy. Maybe he lost his...
Because we're not talking about good or bad people. There are people that have a status of good or bad. They were born that way. A mamzer.
Right.
He could be a gadol hador. He's a mamzer.
Right.
So that's what when we use the words kosher puzzle, that's what we mean.
I know. Well,
we mean status.
Do this kind of act. Maybe that tells a rabbi, maybe he's not a kohen.
What?
A normal person. You assume
a guy the Yitzhar gets the best of him, all of a sudden he's a mamzer.
No, not mamzer, but maybe like
that's
a non-Jew.
What?
Maybe a non-Jew.
So then what? Okay. So right. it's a question. So the answer is we follow the rove. You're right. We don't know who the guy was.
Rove Jews aren't going to rape
what?
Them, we hope. You know?
Correct, but rove Jews, if they did rape a woman, the woman could still marry a kohen. That's all it could. We're not saying we're giving this guy Mafta Yonah. We don't know who he is. But we're saying rove, we'll follow the rove. Rove men in that city could marry a kohenes. Right? So therefore, we're going to allow her to also marry a kohen. Nothing changes. Got that? Amalei, Rava, Lerav Nachman.
What about the child?
What about the child?
They have a child.
If a child, what happened? So you mean she wasn't a basula, or she got pregnant? So I don't know. What's the halacha when a non-married woman has a child?
That was yesterday's stuff.
Is it a chalal?
So maybe I say the same thing, right? Shtuki, right? It's a suffix, right? We don't know who the father is.
The only way to make a chalal is for according to my grusha. There's no other way.
Yeah.
Everything else is fine.
Okay, next. Now the Gemara says, "Amalei Rav Lerav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Damar Kaman." So one second. Who does this go like? Why? Because we had earlier in the week, a machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Hoshua, whether or not, how much do we believe somebody in such a case, right? So Ikir up on Gamliel, if it's Rabbi Gamliel, then I feel the Rav Psulin Ami mi kosher. Even if Rav Psulin also should be kosher. Why?
If she says
it was a kosher person,
because
she's believed. So who cares? Who cares about Rov? And Rabbi Yoshua, I feel Rov Kshirim Nami Puzzle. Even if Rov Kshirim are in that town, it's a town full of tzaddikim gemurim. Still, we're not going to believe her, and still she'll be. We would not let her marry a kohen. So what's going on here? So Amalei Hachi Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. This is what Yehuda Amar Rav is going to say. Look at the bottom Rashi. The bottom Rashi says. La'olam Krabi Yoshua. Really, we hold up Krabi Yoshua. Then what? I'm not going to believe her. Right? Really, we hold up Krabi Yoshua. Why was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Makel? Why was he Makel in the story here with Rabbi Yossi? Why was he Makel? V'hacha mishum de'ika trei rube l'hach sheros. There are two roves here. What are the two roves? Achshrei, therefore, Achshrei Kedur Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda said. Why is two better than one? What are the two roves? So we'll see now in a second.
Rove over there, rove the convoy.
Right.
But we had this yesterday, the two roves, even though it's not smek smek, but it's two roves. It's better than one rove.
Exactly. What are the two roves? What are the two roads? Bikronos shel Tzipori. There was the Yerid, the fair. The fair in Tzipori. Maisa was.
Book fair.
Yeah, the book fair. Kid Rav Ami, like Rav Ami. Dam Rav Ami. Vahu shahaisa siaya shel b'nei adam ksherim ovrim l'sham. First of all, it was a fair. And most of the people that go to that fair are good people. And plus, you have the townspeople that also live in that town. They're also good people. So you have two roves. Now, somebody did a not nice thing to this girl. It's true. It was a not nice thing. Who did it? There's two roves it was done by someone kosher. Number one, the townspeople are kosher, and the fair people are kosher. So you have two roves. Two roves are a different story than one rove. Yeah. Ukadriv Yanai. Damriv Yanai. Nivellus Bikronos. If a woman is raped in the fair, Kshir Likahuna. She's kosher to the kahuna. So it sounds like she was raped by the fair. That doesn't make any sense. Kronos, she was raped by the fair? That doesn't make any sense. No, right. Ela Nivela Bishas Kronos. She was raped. Something happened to her at the time of the fair. Kshir Likahuna. She's still allowed to marry a kohen. Why? Because there are two roves. Now listen to this. Aval Pirosh Echad Mitzipori. But one guy from Tzipori goes out. He leaves the rove. Ubal, and he has relations with her. Avlad, shtuki. Now the Vlad is a shtuki. Why? Why?
Single rove.
Because now there's only one rove. Why is there only one rove? Because he's not part of the fair. Okay. Kiha, the chiasar of Dimi, Amar Zeiri, Amar Vechanina, Vamila, Amar Zeiri, Amar Vechanina, Holchanacha rove ear. You go after the rove of the ear. Vehein Holchanacha rove siaya. But you don't follow rove of the what? Of the fair. Says the Merklapelet, and that makes absolutely no sense. Just the opposite. We have a principle in Halacha that Hani Naidi, the fair is on the move, Vahani Kivie Vikaima, but the city is stationary. Therefore what? So we have a rule that anything that's Kavua is considered mechza al mechza. And then there is no rov. Right? There's a rule like that, which we're going to get to now, the 10 stores. The stores are stationary. There are 10 stores on Central Avenue. 9 are kosher, 1's not kosher. You find a piece of meat in the street. Then we'll get to it. So, but the point is that kol kavua is considered kemechza mechza. Why is that a halacha? It's a lot of lumps why that's true. Why is that true? If something's kavua, it loses its status as a rove. Right? Why is that true? I don't know.
But you're used to it.
What?
You're used to it.
What do you mean you're used to it? It could be. I don't even know myself what the reason is. I was looking up at the bottom here. It's so complicated. Why is that true? That if it's kavua, then it loses the rove.
You know the store. You know if you go into the store, you don't go to the store.
What?
Because you always see the store.
No, that's a different case. What we're going to do is the case where you went into a store, you bought meat, but you forgot where you bought it.
You always go into the
one
store.
Second. You forgot. Then we say there's no rove.
Correct.
Why? Because kol kavua is kemechza. It's 90% kosher. 90% of the revenue is kosher.
Have you ever stopped at McDonald's?
Never.
Exactly. You didn't make a mistake by
saying. And although the one always say rove. The one always say rove.
The guy's a visitor who's never here before.
Something that's normal.
The guy's a visitor. He doesn't know the difference in the stores. They all look the same.
However, if you're walking down the street on Central Avenue and you find a piece of meat, then we will follow the rove.
Right.
Why? Because that piece of meat's not kavua.
Correct.
Okay, that's not halacha. I'm not arguing with it.
Makes sense.
Right, so here the Gemara says that you should follow the fair is a better rove than the city. Why? Because the fair moves. So the rove never gets weakened. But the city is stationary. If a stationary place is considered 50-50, there is no rove. Right? Hani naidi vahani kavia vakaima. Ella rather. So you're right. What we meant to say was Ella holchanachal rove ha'ir v'hu de'ika rove siaya bahada. You have to have both together. V'ein holchan achal rove ha'ir gredasa. You don't go after the rove of the ear by itself. I'm not going to follow one rove. V'lo achal rove siaya gredasa. And we're not going to go after the rove of the fair by itself. My timer, why not? Why don't we follow the rove of the fair? Gzira rove siaya atu rove ha'ir. We don't follow the rove of the fair, atu rove of the city. And what's wrong with rove of the city? For rove ha'ir, nami. Rove of the city also, what's wrong with that? Right, what's wrong with that? So the Gemara answers like this. Ready for this answer? E deka ozli inhu ligabe ligaba kol deparish meruba. Oh, sorry, it's still the question. Right, rovi ir nami e deka ozli inhu ligaba kol deparish meruba parish. If this guy leaves the fair, leaves the town, and goes to this woman's house, right? Why does he go to this woman's house? Because he can't control himself. The HR is too strong. So isn't he leaving the rove? He picked up and left the rove. So why on earth, what's the question? It would be a case of kol deparish, meruba parish. And there is no rove anymore. So the Gemara answer is, you're right. Lo tzricha, you're right. The case is, de ka'azla ihi legabayu. Now she went to his house. She came to his house. And then it must be she forgot whose house she came to, right? She came to his house. Davilei kavua, now it's kavua. Why? It's his house. It's this guy's house. V'am Rab Zera, kol kavua, kemechsa, amechsa dami. Well, every kavua is a case of 50-50. Therefore what? So Rashi says, Rashi in Ikka de Azal Legabaihu. Okay, you see that Rashi? It's a little bit down where we are. Ikka de Azal Legabaihu. Okay, Volova sitting in my Ikka, he doesn't go say, Yesh, the case is, Shahalchos he et lo. She goes to his house. Vahavile Kavua. That's Kavua, that house. Hilkach, therefore, Afilu Barov Ksherim, O Rov Ha'ir, O Rov Siaya, Puzzle, Kinder of Yehoshua. In all these cases, it makes no difference. Right? The only reason why the Mishnah said that this was okay was because there were two roves. Umishum tre rov achshure delekel amir zamidi. That much of a gzer we're not going to make. Okay? You got that? Back to the Gemara. Now, whoever made up this rule of two roves? Do we even need two roves? But tiny, but we learned in a brisa. Tisha chanuyos, 9 stores. Everyone knows this. 9 stores. Kul and marachu as bashtos shkuta. They all sell kosher meat. V'achas marachu as bashtos nevela. One sells non-kosher meat. V'lokach me'achas mehen. You bought from one. V'eni yodea me'ezimen lokach. You're not sure where you bought it from. What's the halacha? Sfeiko aser. So, but according to you, Mati, it should be mutter. Why? Because when did I ever go into a non-kosher store? Now you want to tell me it's a guest? You want to tell me it's a guest?
The associate has a big sign that we sell kosher meat.
Okay, but it's not. But it's not kosher.
No, they do have.
What?
What?
Oh, so the answer is because it's kavua. Kavua means it's stationary, and there's a rule that when something is kavua, there is no rove. It's like 50-50. Okay. What? Why is that? I'm not 100% sure. But the most of what I can tell is I heard this from somebody once. I forgot who it was from. He said like this. The Gemara says that if somebody learns a little bit, so you know, we have this idea about learning b'kvias, that's so important, right? Learning b'kvias is so important. So he said like this. If you're kaveya Torah in the morning, and you're kaveya Torah in the afternoon, in the evening, so kol kavua is kemechsal mechsadami. So you learn a little bit b'kvias, it's like you learn half the day. Night, you learn b'kvias a little bit, it's like also half the day. So if you have kvias learning, it's like you learn the whole day.
Right,
that's just the most important.
No, you don't need
that
night.
Great?
And, you don't need night and day. Kol kavua a little bit.
No, kol kavua kemechsal mechsad, half the day. You learn in the morning, half the day you got learned. You learn in the night, half the night, it's considered half the night. Half the day plus half the night equals a full day. So that's it. It's just a Musar Vart from this idea. No, you don't like it?
Yeah.
It's very nice. It's the best I can tell you about what this means.
About Kavua.
About Kavua, exactly.
What an annoying question.
Yeah.
Something often nefarious happens in the five towns. And you didn't see the person. Something, mug gets mugged, let's say, okay? Do we now say that probably one of the from guys always said that we said probably one of the guys who are not Jewish? What are we thinking, right? If someone does something bad, I don't care if 90% from Jews in the five towns. Are we thinking a from Jew did that? Are we thinking it's probably one of those smaller? So not.
I hear you. I hear you.
You know what I mean?
It's a decent question. It's a decent
question.
Yeah.
The answer is it's nothing to do with who did it. It has to do with what's the status of what happened to her.
Right. So he's saying if we're following Rove, we should say Rove is a lowlife did it.
It's fine, but we go with the status of her, her
right.
Herself. So in the halakhic reality is we can either postle her. Or we cannot possible her. By taking rope, you don't possible her. Otherwise, you end up possibly. Okay, Mary.
Right, that's all we're doing. That's all we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
You're about to have five. Here's your hot dogs. You have three hot dogs. How many hot dogs?
By the way, the Gemara on Amud Beis is sort of going to talk about your case with the Mushlach. Sort of talking about your case. So wait till Amud Beis. Now, Ubenimta, but if you find a piece of meat in the street, and there's no McDonald's wrapper on it, there's no Burger King wrapper on it, there's a piece of meat, hot dogs, empty, plain hot dogs. You find a bag of hot dogs. Now the halach is, halachachar rov. You follow the rov. Name me one Jewish home that they would eat those hot dogs.
Right?
Hey, what? Right. However, I'll go off to the rov. Rov, it came from one of these stores. So what exactly is the difference between finding it here and walking into the store? Again, I don't know. It's a lot of lumdus what the difference is. But that's the halacha. And the answer is, and what do you see over here? All we care about is one roof. You want to tell them we're talking about a case where the city gates are not closed, and meaning a lot of people coming from all over the place. The Kaasi Le Ruba Me'alma, and the whole world shows up over here, like New York City. Right? Even New York City. They didn't close the gates. Right? So there's a million people in the city. So you find a bag of hot dogs. So what? There's 9 kosher stores. This could have been brought from anywhere. They could have brought from anywhere in the world. They could have brought these hot dogs. What kind of thing is that? Doesn't make a difference. Amr Zera, Afal Pisha, Dalsos, Medina, Noalos, right? Even though they're open or closed, makes no difference. Why? So the halachas didn't change. So all you see is one rov. The answer is Maila Achsu Biyuchsim. You're right. When it comes to arayas, and when it comes to yichus of a person, umo machmer. Very simple. That's the whole story. You're right. When it comes to hot dogs, one rov. When it comes to, can I marry this girl? 2 rovs. Okay, now Gufa, Amar Zera, Kol Kavua Kamechsal Mechsadami, Bein Lakula, Bein Lachumra. Doesn't matter if it's Lakula or Lachumra, right? So Manole Lorb Zera, how do he know that? How do you know that such a thing? Ilema Miteshachanuyos, if it's from the case of the 9 stores, Kulan, Machron, Machros, Basar Shkuta, Vachas, Basar Nevila, 9 sells kosher, 1 sells treif, Vacha, Lakach, Machas, Menvedin, Meza, Lakach, you bought from one, you don't know where you got it from, Sveko Asur, but Venimta, however you found it in the street, Holachach, Rov, Hassel, Lachumra. That's all Lachumra. That's all Lachumra. Right? Meaning Lachumra, we don't follow the Rov, right? And the meets Asur, right? How do you know Mikula we're not gonna say kavua? We're gonna say the din kavua. How do you know that? Ella, how about this one? Mitisha tsvardim, you have 9 frogs, which are not tame. They're not tame mace, because they're not a sheretz.
They're not matame.
But the sheretz echad benehem. But there's one sheretz taka in there. Rashi says one of them looks like a frog. Vinada ba echad mehen, ve'ezi adea ve'ezi men naga. You touched one, but you don't know which one you touched. So sveiko tame. Misafek your tame. Now, where did it happen? It happened in Rosh Hasharabim. Rosh Hasharabim, suffix are usually tahar, right? We'll get to that in a minute. What does the Gemara say? Seiko's tame. So, Hasanam al Chumra. It's also a Chumra. The Gemara says, you're right. El, the other way around. Mitesha Shratzim, there were 9 Shratzim. So, 90% of them are bad. The Tzvardea Echad Menehim. And one good one here in the mix. The naga be'echad mehem, you touched one. The ani yadeya be'ezim mehem naga. You don't know which one you touched. So birishas ayachid sveiko tame. If it happened in rishas ayachid, suffik is tame. Why? Because all suffik rishas ayachid is tame. Like sota, right? They were in a room together. You don't know what happened. But rishas harabim sveiko tar. But if it happened in rishas harabim, like a guy and someone took a married woman to Yankee Stadium. It's a big rishas harabim. What went on there? Nothing went on there. They were in public the whole time. Right? Sveiko tar. So too over here. If this 9 and 1 mix of shrutzim and frogs was in Rishas Rabim, the suffix would be tar. Right? So what do you see from here? Right? Yeah, it's Mechsa Mechsa Lakula. Well, look at Rashi. The Rashi of Elatesha Shrutzim. Afi tosefta, it's a tosefta, mesechus tahiros, fikatani. Birishas ayachid, imishas ayachid, sveiko tame. Right? It's like a sota. Birishas arabim, sveiko tar. Alma, kemechsa dami, it's like 50-50. Vilakula, we're going lakula. Excellent. Di lav kemechsa dami, if you wouldn't say that, ain kan safek tuma, elefate tuma, daruba shratzim. There's rova shratzim. So if you go bas a rov, you'd be say tame.
Why is it mechsa? It's 9 and 1.
What?
Why is it mechsa? Why are we saying mechza? It's 9 and 1. Because it's kavua?
It's not kavua. It's not kavua. You found it.
All right. So why are we saying that?
What? Because we're going lakula. We're going lakula. It's exactly what. No, because it's a separate din. Suffolk tahar. Suffolk versus harabim is tahar.
Right,
it's a suffolk.
Because
why are you saying tahar? Why? 90% is tummy.
Because it was just harabim.
What?
Because
it was just harabim. And it's a suffolk. So maybe Rashi. Maybe Rashi's alluding to some deeper idea, right? That of maybe the lum that's behind it. Anyway, that's all Durabana though. That's all Durabana. Midaraisa Minolan, what about Daraisa? Amarkra, here's how you know. It says like this. It says, V'arav lo, v'kam alav. You're not allowed to kill people, right? One of the mitzvahs in the Torah is you're not allowed to kill. What about if you want to kill a guy? You're allowed to kill a guy? You're not allowed to kill a guy either. But, not the same rules. Not only that, what about this? What if I want to kill Reuven and I accidentally kill Shimon? I may aim for Reuven, Reuven may hate, I want to kill Reuven, and by accident the bullet goes over there and I kill Shimon. Am I chayef a misa? It's a machlokas. It's machlokas tanoim. That's called in America. That's called transferred intent. In America, by the way, you're chayev murder for that. You're chayev murder for that. If you intend to kill A and you kill B, it's considered murder. Why? Because it's transferred intent. In the Torah, there's a machlokas tanoim about it. Okay, so the Tanakhama says ad she is chaving lo. You're only chayev. You have to have kavana for the guy you kill.
Chayv
Mishas Bezim.
He's still a Ritzayah.
He's still a Ritzayah, but it was a Shogi. Like you said, it was a Shogi. I didn't want to kill this guy. I wanted to kill that guy. So how do you know that? The Pasuk. It says, V'arav, you're waiting for Kamalav. You're waiting for this guy. V'rabbanan Amri Deverabianai. No. Prat, what does the extra words of that Pasuk mean? V'arav lo v'kamalav. Prat, l'zorek evin l'go. I throw a stone into a crowd of people. I shoot a bullet into a crowd of people. Hey chidami, and then you get potter. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ile mediikatisha kahanim. What's that? Kananim. What's that? There were 9 goyim. Ve'echad Yisrael b'nehem. 1 Jew. And I didn't really have intentions. I just, you know, I'm just crazy. So I just shot a bullet over there in that crowd. So v'tepikle duva kananim. Kananim, you know. Well, rover them with goyim. And if you kill a goy, you're not chayim misa. Inami or. Palga, it was 50-50. Suffering the Fashos Lahakel. Right? We have a rule that we all try to look for to make a guy not get killed by Bezdin. So they're going to tell him, well, listen, it's 50-50. Who knows who you intended? Now, to answer like this, Lo Tzricha, Deka Tisha Yisraelim. Now, there are 9 Jews. The Kanani Echad Benim, and 1 guy. The Havale, Kanani Kavua. The Kanani is Kavua.
Why is he Kavua?
It's a good question. I don't know the answer. Why is he Kavua? V'chol kavua k'mechzal mechza dami, and every kavua is mechzal mechza. Therefore, there's no rove, right?
Well, you can give each person dalet amos.
And what do you see from here? You see from Minat Torah such a concept of mechzal mechza that kol kavua is k'mechzal mechza.
Okay, so the answer is because it's assembled in a fixed place and clearly identifiable with their group. That's why he's kavua.
Say again.
He's among a group assembled in a fixed place. And clearly identifiable within the group. They know who he is. That's why he's Kavua. Freedom or no?
Right. Okay, next. Now we're going to talk about this case now. Itmar. Rav Chiya bar Ashi Amarav, halacha k'Rav Yosi. The halacha is like Rav Yosi. That what? That if a girl is raped in a town with 2 roves, the rover of the town are good people, and rover of the fair is good people, she can marry a Kohen. That's right. So Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, in the name of Rav, said, we pass him like Rav Yossi, back in the Mishnah. Rav Chanan Bar Abba Amar Rav, Harosh Shah Hoysa. That was in that case, we allowed it. We checked it out, that case. So that was Harosh Shah. Masav Rav Yirmiya, 1 second, which sounds like, Ulu Yuchsin Lo Ba'in on Trey Ruby. We don't need 2 roves when it comes to Yuchsin. Like, that case was an emergency, but normally we don't need Vatnan, but we learned. Listen to this case. Much about Tidok Mushlach. You find a girl in the street. Homeless girl in the street. Baby. A baby. You find a homeless baby in the street. Is the baby Jewish? Im Rov of De Kochavim, of De Kochavim. If Rov of the town is a Goyim, then the child's a guy. Im Rov Yisrael, if Rov of the town is a Yisrael, Yisrael. So that means, Mechza, was it exactly 50-50? Yisrael. The child's considered Jewish. There's an argument to say, you could say what you said before, Yossi. Well, only a guy would do such a thing. Right. Who's a Jew going to leave a baby in the middle of the street? Only a guy would do that. No, we don't say that. You follow the principles of Rove. What kind of Jewish family would do such a thing? Rove. Rove of the city's Jewish. This child is Jewish. By the way, Vamar Rav, Lo Shanu El Lechayoso. We only say the child is Jewish that you have to take it into the house and feed it. If it would be a guy, you could let it stay there and die. Right? Meikar Adin. In those days, In those days, there was the guy went out like today, and I didn't make this up. The Nodavuta said that in those days, guys were like the different kind of bria, and you had no din to let. You could just keep on walking. You see a baby there, just keep on walking. Today you can't do that, but in those days, if it was a guy, keep on walking. Since it's a suffix, and over the town is Jewish, this girl could be Jewish.
The Jew would be the first one to pick him up.
Exactly. Avol yuchsin lo, not for yuchsin. We're not going to allow you to marry this girl, not without a gerus. She has to convert first. Right? Okay. You have to keep on. You can't keep on walking. You must take her in and feed her. Avol yuchsin, look, no way. Right? Shmuel Amar, lepakeach alav esagal. You know what you can do? If it's Shabbos, you're allowed to move the stones. Why? Because it's muksa. It's only muksa. Muksa is derabanan. Maybe the child is Jewish. After all, Rove of the town is Jewish. So you're allowed to be over muksa to save the baby.
Can she marry a kohen?
No. She cannot marry a kohen because she's going to have to become a georis. And georis can't marry a kohen. What do you see from here? We're not selling on one rove. On one rove, you don't have to let her die, the baby. You know, on one rove, you can violate muksa. But we're not going to let her marry her. So why did Rav say it was a harasha? You see, it's not harasha. It's true. And that case, Rav says, oh, wait, check that out. That was that case I allowed it. Right? So the Gemara answers, Ishtam to say he forgot Hadam Ravuda Marav. He forgot about this din. Bekronos Chelsi Pari Hayabaisa. Right? He forgot about that. That was that you need two roves. So the Gemara says, but it's really a hard thing to say that because what do you forgot? He never had to know it. It was a statement of an Amora. Alright. But one second. If you held it was a harasha, then now I have a good kasha. What's the kasha? How come you held that was an harasha? And here he said that you need two roves. So the great answer is, man the masniha, well masniha. The one who learned the din of harasha, not the same person who said this case. Rashi says, in other words, you could hold that case was one rove. So it's not a stira. Now Gufa, Matzibah Tinach Mushlach. One second, now let's go back to this case. You find a girl in the street. You don't know who she is. No name tag, nothing, no birth certificate attached. You have no idea who this girl is. So in rove of the kochavim, if rove of the town is Goyim, we say it's a guy. In rove Yisrael. If Rove of the town is Jewish, we say the child is a Jew. Mechzal Mechzal Yisrael. 50-50, it's a Jew. Amar Rav, again, Lo Shar Elach Yoso. We'll only say it's a Jew insofar as you must take care of it. Avol Yuchsin Lo. But not for Yuchsin. Why not let you marry her? Not without a Gioreth. Ushmul Amar, Lepakech Alav Esagal. No. We're only going to allow Muksa. That, okay, Muksa you could do.
How is he arguing on the...
He's not arguing. He might not be arguing. Right, he's saying another aspect. I would even allow, maybe even Rav would agree, Muksa will allow you to violate. Right? Umi Amar Shmuel Hachi, is that true? Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Ein Halchan B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Harov. We don't follow Pikuach Nefesh after the Rove. In other words, one second. In other words, even if there's a tiny suffix, the 1% chance that child is Jewish, you can violate Shabbos. What do you mean? He only in that case, since Rove of the town is Jewish, I'll let you violate Muksa. What do you mean? A building collapses and there's Jews in the town, a minority of Jews. 1% chance a Jew is in, can get the bulldozer right on Shabbos. Go try to save that person. What's going on? So one says, you're right. Ela kiyat mar Shmuel areishin. Shmuel was talking about the reisha. Im Rove of the kochavim, of the kochavim. If Rove of the town is Goyim, we will assume this baby is a goy. But Amar Shmuel, but to move the rocks on Muksa on Shabbos, I will not say that din. Why? Because it could be Jewish. I would allow you to do it. So one second. Now, regarding what now do we say? If Rove of the town is a goy, would the baby be a goy? Regarding what? Why? What's the question? Look at Rashi. Rashi of Lamai Hilchasa. Kivin da mashrol mafkichin alev esagal. Shmuel allows you to what? Shmuel allows you to move the stones on Shabbos. Alma lavd ovde kochavim hu l'chol mili. He's not a guy in all respects. Ulamai hilchasa chashav ovde kochavim. In what way is he a guy? Because the Gemara assumes that what Rashi, what they learn is what they teach into Rashi is. One second. If we could move stones on Shabbos, so don't we also have to feed it? Can't let it die. Maybe it's a Jew. Or percent chance it's a Jew. So you have to feed it. You have to take care of it. You can violate Shabbos. So what respect is it a guy? In what respect? Yeah, I'm a papa, lachil nevelos. The person doesn't, this baby doesn't have to eat kosher. Why? Because we're over the town of Dayim. Im, Rov Yisrael, Yisrael, Lamai Hilchasa. Now one second. If Rov of Yisrael is Yisrael, what is that about? In other words, regarding what? You have to take care of it, you have to feed it, regarding what? So Amar of Yehud, Papa, Lahachse Lo Aveda. You have to return a lost item to it. Because it's different you know, for between Jews and Goyim. Yeah, it's a good question. One second. Mechzal, Mechza, Yisrael. Yuchsin, we said no matter what, you need two robes. So that's not a factor here. We're not talking about Yuchsin. We're talking about everything but Yuchsin. Yuchsin, you need two robes. Here's only one robe. Robe of the town is Jews, robe of the town is Goyim. So no matter what, you have to take care of it. Because if you have to take the stones off the pile of rocks,
no matter what,
you have to take care of it in all respects.
This kid can't marry Eddie Cohen, no matter what.
No matter what. But he can marry a Jew if he becomes a Gioris. So what way is it a guy? You know what the way is a guy? He can feed a treif. What way is it a Jew? The Halchas HaShavas HaVeda. Amar of Pap, yeah. Mechza, Yisrael, Lamai Halchasa. What about 50-50? What about that? We said if it's 50-50, chances are it's a Jew. Amar of Shlokish, Lenazikin, regarding the Zikin. Why? Because a guy that damages your property, if you damage a guy's property, you potter. But if a guy damages your property, you chayev. So here's the what's the case? E name a denachay tour didon latour diday. If my ox gored this baby's ox, right, this child, this suffix ox, lemalay, I could say, lemalay, she could say, I see raya di Yisrael at, bring a raya that I'm Jewish, for shakalem, I'll pay you. You bring a raya, bring a raya. So that's not, you're right, that's not the case. Well, tzricha, the case is, the denachay tour diday latour didon. No, that baby's ox gored my ox. So, palga mashab. No matter what, 50, half you have to pay me. Or by a guy, there's no dinner at the top. So, half to pay me no matter what. Now, the other half. The iduch palga. Amalahu. I see my delavi sorol ana. Vatul lachon. Bring a raya that I'm not Jewish and I'll pay you. Like a guy. Bring a raya. So, in that respect, she has the din of a Jew. Why? Because mechza mechza. Alright? We finished up the daf. We'll stop here. Hadron alach basul anites. Hajjan Lach Pasul Nises, Hajjan Lach Pasul Nises, and tomorrow, I'll tell you the honest truth, I'm not exactly sure why there's a new parak here, because nothing changes. It's the same, we'll just keep on going with the same stories. I'm not sure why there's a new parak here, but we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.